Burnt fragments of wood and stained glass are all that remain after the fire destroyed Crouch Memorial Church of God and Christ. Today, construction workers sawed off what was left of the roofless structure. The Los Angeles Fire Department continued its evaluation of Tuesday's fire that injured three firefighters. Chief Legal of the Battalion 1 unit revisited the scene today.
I'm taking a look at it myself, just to take a look at the damage. Heard about the fire, came by just to take a look.
Damage from the fire was extensive and parts of the building collapsed altogether. Tom Howard, who owns a business in the neighborhood, says it could have been worse.
I think everybody's lucky that, I mean, even the adjoining residences aren't even damaged. So credit obviously to the fire department.
The historic church was originally built in the late 1800s and has been central to the West Adams community. Jose Alvarez lives on the same block as the church. He was home when the fire first started.
It's done with. It's done with that church. It's been there for so long. I mean, we've lived here about 40 years in this neighborhood, and we've seen this church. We grew up, I mean, looking at the church. I mean, this is pretty sad.
Inspection records show the building was in compliance with fire codes. Fire Department spokesman Brian Humphrey says it appeared to be accidental. However, no official cause of the fire has been reported. Neighbors and parishioners say they hope and pray they can rebuild. At this point, the church hasn't determined where it will hold Mass on Sunday. Stephanie Monti, Annenberg Radio News.